Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin a week focused on a new commitment and kind of a follow-up. Last week we talked about being renewed. And sometimes that part of that renewal, well, it's dependent a little bit on what we choose to do. And so we're going to be looking at different aspects of living with a new commitment and how that looks. And today we're going to start off with a pretty tough aspect of that, and that's a new commitment in suffering or during suffering. And Paul writes, or actually Peter writes, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." Jesus made it clear, and I've mentioned this numerous times in these broadcasts, that being a Christian, being in Christ, following God faithfully does not exclude us from suffering. In fact, Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. Throughout the New Testament, we read about those who suffer for doing good, those who suffer for the sake of Christ. And often in comparison to those who suffer because of the consequences of their actions, because of sin in their life, because of disobedience. The Bible says if you're suffering because of your disobedience, because of sin, what right do you have to complain? The short Tom Lemler version of the response to that is get your act together and turn back to God. But there is a suffering that comes about even in the midst of doing good. Even when you do everything according to God's word, according to His will. If you want the clearest example of that, you look at the life of Jesus. Not only was there obviously suffering involved as he went to the cross and was crucified, but throughout his ministry on earth, the hardships that he and his followers endured were great. Especially compared to today's American standards, the ones that we, at least I tend to live by. But it's that perfect Son of God. It's Jesus living a sinful life. It's if anyone could claim that this suffering is completely unjust, it would have been Jesus. And while there's truth that it was completely unjust, it wasn't unexpected. And God's desire for every one of us, when we do the things that are right, when we serve God faithfully, when we experience trouble and suffering, that is a part of God's will, that is within the parameters of what we ought to be doing. God says to commit ourselves to a faithful Creator. I think sometimes that might be the most difficult thing. when suffering exists, regardless of what brings it about, our first reaction tends to be some element of, well, complaint rather than commitment. We cry out to God, but not in a way of acknowledging our commitment to Him, but in a way of questioning, what in the world is He doing? But what does it look like for us to commit ourselves to a faithful Creator in the midst of suffering? Well, I believe doing so is one of those elements that allows us to share hope with people who need to know Jesus, who are questioning, who are wondering, is God even real? Does He even care? And when those around us see us committing ourselves to a faithful Creator in the midst of our suffering, when they see us going through similar things that they go through, a loss of job, a loss of a loved one, a sickness in the family, a chronic illness, car accidents, you name it. The things that happen even in the midst of doing God's will, even in the midst of living a life faithful to God. In the midst of those, do we conscientiously and with a deliberate action commit ourselves to a faithful Creator? And we don't have to have all of the answers. In fact, we generally won't have all of the answers. But it's the God, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I trust You. God, this seems like it's more than I can bear, but I trust You to be with me. It was interesting as I spent time talking with and listening to and praying with individuals in Bowling Green, Kentucky area that experienced great loss. And some were just numb. The loss was still being processed, and it was tough on them. Others would talk about those stories of this being one more thing. But they trusted that God would help them, that He would be with them, that even our presence representing, not just representing a local church, but representing God as His servants, was a reminder that God had not abandoned them, that He had brought help. But as they would stand in the midst of piles of rubble and talk about being thankful. And I know in the midst of those times that our emotions and our feelings and our statements kind of bounce around a lot. But when we're in the midst of the hard times of life, what do our actions say to our neighbors? What do our words say to our community? But there's a flip side of this idea of committing ourselves to a faithful Creator in the midst of suffering, and that's how we respond to the suffering of others. I wrote a blog post yesterday morning, had to stop and think when that actually did that. But it kind of based off of the verse out of the book of Esther where Esther is challenged with the statement of who knows but what you were raised up for such a time as this. And it really, the post was talking about why Bowling Green. Question that would be asked numerous times, why aren't you in Mayfield? And Mayfield is the city that was getting all of the predominant amount of the news coverage and press, and where all the big names were visiting and having their photo ops and all of that. And the short answer is, well, why not Bowling Green? But probably the more accurate answer was that's where God opened the doors. But just because I was in a position to respond to a need in Bowling Green, Kentucky, doesn't mean that God hasn't raised each one of us up for such a time as this, wherever we are. And especially in the midst of suffering, it isn't just tornadoes that rip through distant towns or hurricanes that level distant communities that cause suffering. Suffering exists in our neighborhoods, in our communities that we live in the places where we work. And when we live with a new commitment to a faithful Creator during the midst of suffering, it ought to be a commitment that not only changes the way we respond to suffering that we endure, but it ought to change the way we respond to the suffering of others. With this new commitment to be the servant that God created us to be, to represent Jesus well. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider your typical response to suffering. Both your typical response to suffering that you endure and your typical response to the suffering of others. And ask God to help you have a new commitment to a faithful Creator in the midst of suffering. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible that you never leave us, you never forsake us, you're always available. God, today I pray especially that we would have this new commitment to you in the midst of suffering. Father, in the midst of our own suffering, that we would continue to trust you, that we would know the faithful Creator that you are, that you are more fully aware of our needs than even we are. But God, I also pray that in the midst of the suffering of others, that we would live with a new commitment to you. A commitment to represent Jesus, a commitment to care for people. Father, give us great wisdom in how to do that and an awareness of the needs that surround us. God, if you call us to help those who are suffering in some distant place, then may we respond obediently to doing that. But Father, may we not miss the opportunities to help those who are suffering that are nearby. Those in our workplace, those in our community, those in our churches, those in our homes. Father, may this new commitment to a faithful Creator during the suffering that we endure help us to represent Jesus more accurately, more faithfully. While we don't invite suffering, we don't encourage suffering, we don't even like suffering, may we continue to look to you in the midst of all of it. Especially that suffering that takes place simply as a part of living life, that is not a reflection on our disobedience or consequences of bad choices. But God, even in the midst of that kind of suffering, may we represent Jesus well. May we turn to that faithful Creator and away from the choices that we make that are not lined up with your will. But may we also approach others with grace and mercy in ways that represent your love and your calling, that all would come to know you as a faithful Creator, as a God who is faithful, who always has been faithful, who always will be faithful. God, today, as we live with this new commitment, during the times of suffering that we experience, may we do so in a way that represents Jesus, that lifts Him up, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.